Ladies and gentlemen, I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Strategic Christian Leadership Podcast, episode number 59. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help Christian leaders, actually Christian ministers, Christian servants, not even servant leaders, but you understand, to understand how planning and strategizing is important to carrying out the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Bible passage for this episode is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, which says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." Our quote for this episode is from Michael Jordan. He said, "Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. Others make it happen." In this podcast today and this episode, we are going through the fine books, Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders by Aubrey Malfers, Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less by Dave Browning. And then Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love and Leadership by John Dixon. If you enjoy this podcast, if you appreciate what we're doing with this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of these books from where fine books are sold. Our topic today is part two of chapter four, Humility and Keep It Cellular. It is spelled Mutility, Keep It Cellular, from Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less by Dave Browning. He continues as follows. "Overnight, we went from convening people by hundreds at a time in several services to convening them by thousands at a time in a couple of services. On a certain level, people were excited to realize that we had arrived. But on another level, there was a hollow feeling of being a crowd instead of a community. The difference between a community and a crowd is connection. If you get a bunch of people in the same room who have no connection to each other, you have a crowd. If you get a bunch of people in the same room who are connected to each other, you have a community. It is through community that we have our needs met and are able to meet the needs of others. It is through community that the church can be the church. Prior to the consolidation, our small group assimilation system consisted of people looking across the room, identifying someone as new in the environment, walking over to them and asking, are you in a small group yet? Would you like to come to ours? It was as simple, direct, and powerful as that. Once we began convening in a huge auditorium, nearly all this grassroots behavior ceased. Instead, the pastoral team would meet on Tuesday with a list of individuals who wanted to be in a small group. We would read through the names, asking, does anyone know the Smiths? How about the Joneses? Etc. After shaking our heads, we would set about trying to hook up people we didn't know with people they didn't know who didn't know them. It was a laborious, inefficient, ineffective system. After we moved into the large building, our once rather robust double-digit growth rate slowed to low single digits, one factor limiting growth, space limitations. Ironic, huh? I had dreamed of pastoring a megachurch for years, but when it finally happened, it didn't seem, or rather, it didn't feel like progress to me. The unique way in which I got to see it happen, meeting in smaller groups 1 week, in a large group the next, created a vivid before and after picture of the trade-offs that come with increased scale. The experience inspired me to explore ways to propagate clusters instead of moving de facto toward the bigger is better paradigm. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the insights and the things that we have learned and gained from this podcast today. Help us to eat the chicken and leave the bones. Help us to apply what will work for us and leave the rest, and to do your will and follow your leadership strategically. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, he was speaking about himself, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.